Rav Tzemach Shirin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Matzah ba'basar, holchan acharov hatabachim. If you found a piece of meat, or in the city that's part Jewish and partly not Jewish, so you go by the majority of tabachim, of butchers, or in this case, ritual slaughterers. So if the majority of the slaughterers, a bunch of the shochtim in the city were Jewish, then the meat is mutter. Now the concern of this Mishnah would be that the animal obviously wasn't kosher, that this had not been a kosher, but you obviously would have determined the meat is kosher by looking at it. The question was it slaughtered properly. So if most people who slaughter meat are people who do kosher meat, then you can assume that it is kosher. Rav points out there's another halacha rabbinic decree called Basar Shnas Ali Min Ayin, meat that was hidden from the eye. There's a rabbinic takana that meat that you didn't see what happened, that was unsupervised, becomes treif, and this halacha is recorded in the name of Rav. So this Mishnah, in theory, would seem to be against it, because it says that you don't have to worry about that problem, you obviously haven't seen this meat. The Rav just points out, the way Rav the Amora would read this Mishnah, was he would say that we're talking about a case where you saw from a distance, you saw a guy, you're not sure who he was, Jewish or not Jewish, slaughtering meat, and then you watched him put the meat down. So you're sure the meat was never left your sight, you know it wasn't switched with non-kosher meat, you're just not sure whether it was slaughtered properly because you don't know who did it. That's how Rav the Amor read this Mishnah, to avoid the problem of Basar Shalim and Ayin. Baal Pi Pasha is a simple way to read the Mishnah, that is not a concern. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. If it was cooked meat, we go based on the most people who eat cooked meat. Now, we're presumably not talking about versus people who eat raw meat. Very few people eat raw meat. We're talking about the majority of people in the city who typically buy and eat meat. We go based on that majority. If majority of them are Jewish, we can assume the meat was kosher. If majority are not, we have to assume the meat is not kosher. So that concludes Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Yud, Hamotze Peros Baderech. You find fruits on the side of the road. Imrov machnisen lobateyen putter. Nunkor bashuk chayav. So here we're talking about you found produce on the side of the road. It lacks any sort of identifying simon, and therefore does not need to be returned. You may keep it. That's the case we're talking about. So the din that Ramisha is talking about is the idea that technically on a deraisa level, produce is not chayiv and meiser until it's come into your house. So deraisa, as long as it has not yet entered your house, you're not technically required to take meiser from it. However, the rabbis made a takana. They made a takana that even before, as soon as it's out of the field, if you're bringing it into the market, you're bringing to sell it, then you can't eat it at all until you take meiser. If you plan on bringing it into your house, then you're allowed to snack on it. You can't just have it in a regular meal. So the Mishnah is discussing what's the case in our Mishnah. What's the case we're talking about? If the majority of people tend to bring their produce to their house, not to the market, then you can assume this produce that you found was on the way to someone's house, and therefore meiser hadn't been taken yet. But it also had not gone to the house yet, in which case you're allowed to snack on it. If, however, most people bring their stuff to the market, then you have to assume this went into the house already and was lost on the way to the market, in which case it's de'araisa chayav in meiser, in which case, therefore, you're chayav to take meiser from it. The next line of the Mishnah, mechza mechza demai, if it's half and half, then it's demai, then it's a questionable status, and again, there's a whole maseches called demai, so it's in this questionable status of whether with tumors and maisers were taken from it or not yet. Continues the Mishnah, otzer shiyisrael v'nachar matil nesocho, im rov nachar v'vadai, im rov yisrael demai, mechza mechza v'vadai, divrei rov meir. So let's say you have a storehouse in which Jews and non-Jews both place produce in them. If the majority is from a non-Jew, majority of the produce is non-Jewish, then it's vadai. It's complete tevel. We assume no trumas and maisers were taken. This is because Rav Meir, we know this from other places in the Mishnayos, he holds that a non-Jew does not kona something in Israel to take it out of Meiser. Meaning non-Jewish ownership of something does not remove the obligation of Meiser. And therefore, stuff that's grown in a non-Jewish field is chayiv and Meiser. And the Nachri obviously didn't separate Meiser. Therefore, you have to assume it's Tevel, so majority of it's non-Jews. Then you have to assume that the entire thing is Tevel based on the principle of Rov. Vim Rov Yisrael Demai. If the majority are Jews, then it's Demai. We say it's Demai because since you have some stuff here that you're really not sure about, some stuff here is from non-Jews, and all got mixed together, we have to assume the whole thing is Demai. We're not sure, it's in a suffix status, and therefore have all the principles of Demai. Mechza mechza vadai. If it's half and half, then we say it's considered Tevel, because there's no principle of Rove getting rid of the non-Jewish stuff, and therefore the entire thing is considered Tevel. The Chachamim omer afilu kulam gaim yisrael echad matya socho demai. The Chachamim say, even if it's all non-Jews and one Jew, then it's only demai. For the simple reason that we hold that the Rabbanim hold that there is a kinyan for non-Jews in Eretz, you'll take it out of the obligation of Meiser. Meaning, stuff grown by non-Jews is putter for Meiser. And if there wasn't any Jews here, the whole thing would be putter for Meiser. Since there's one Jew, we have to say there's some status of demai here. So, yeah, the pile becomes demai because this one bird suffix, the whole thing's now in a suffix status because of that one Jew. But it's definitely no vadai tevel because non-Jewish produce is not chayev in Meiser. That concludes Mishnah Yud Aleph.